Blog Talk Radio.
Angela.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Anybody else there?
Are you able to join people, or are you not on yet?
I'm not on yet.
Okay, I'll go ahead and plug them in.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. Good evening.
Okay. Y'all in, huh?
Yes. Okay. Let's see. I will attempt to do a roll call. If I miss your name, please just let me know. Auntie Janet?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mom and Dad?
Yes.
Good evening.
Is this Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see here. Auntie Carrie? No. Auntie Betty?
Yes. Good evening.
Let's see. Last four digits, 1429. Three oh five area code.
Oh, it's me.
Did you say 3475? 3475, who is that?
Auntie Dot and Kira.
Dot and Kira, okay. Well, I'm missing someone. Who did I miss? Angela's there.
Okay.
Yeah, she's waiting on her system to come up. Did I miss anyone? Okay, I'll go through the list again. If I miss your name, please let me know. I have Auntie Janet. I have Mom, Dad, Auntie Marie, Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Dot, and Kira. Any other callers? Okay, Auntie Janet, do we have Kayla?
Yes.
And who is it? Stacy. Do we have Kayla and Stacy with us tonight?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Okay. Angela, you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and pick up reading in Exodus 16. I'll wait for others to join. 16:6. Then Moses and Aaron called a meeting of all the people of Israel and told them, "This evening you will realize that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. In the morning you will see more of his glory, for he has heard your complaints against him. The Lord will give you meat to eat in the evening and bread in the morning. Come now before Jehovah and hear his reply to your complaints." As Aaron called them together, and suddenly, out toward the wilderness, from within the guiding clouds, there appeared an awesome glory of Jehovah. And Jehovah said to Moses, "I have heard their complaints. Tell them, in the evening you will have meat, and in the morning you will be stuffed with bread, and you shall know that I am Jehovah your God." That was the reading out of Exodus 16, 6 through 12. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta.
Amen. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
If you would please bow your heads for the opening prayer, please. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we come to you once again in family prayer. We ask that you bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers with you. Oh, Lord, open up all our hearts to receive your spirit. Help us to actively listen to your word. Guide our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moment we stand together today. In your precious name, amen.
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 We're going to go ahead and start with our program today regarding the lesson, Noah's Ark, Genesis 6 and 8. And I will start it off. The descendants of Adam and Eve had become evil and wicked, and God was sorry he had ever created mankind. He decided the only thing to do was destroy them all and start over. But there was one man, Noah, who was obedient to God and found God's favor.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our next caller, Loretta, will you do the next one?
That's
true. Okay, because this was Auntie Carrie's. Okay, yeah. Noah builds an ark. God told Noah to build a big boat called an ark, and he told Noah exactly how to do it. The ark was to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. It was to have three decks, be divided into rooms, and have a door in the side. Noah was to find one male and one female of every kind of animal and bird and take them into the ark. He also had to take food for all those animals. It took Noah 120 years to build the ark and find all the animals to put in it. But Noah obeyed God and did just as he was told. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. The next speaker, Shirley.
The Great Flood. Noah was 600 years old. Everything was ready. God told Noah to go into the ark with his wife, his three sons, Shem, and Seth, and their wives. Then it started to rain. It rained without stop for 40 days and nights. The water got so deep that even the mountains were covered. Every living creature on earth died in the flood. But the ark floated on top of the flood water, and the people and animals in the ark were safe. Eventually, the water started to go down again, and the ark came to rest in the mountains of Ararat. After being on about 11 months, Noah sent out a dove to see if it would find land, but it found no place to rest and returned to the ark. 7 days later, Noah sent the dove out again. This time, it flew back carrying an olive leaf, and Noah knew it had found land. After a full year on the ark, God said to Noah,
Amen.
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 Amen. And our next speaker is Kayla.
Okay. Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number upon it. Genesis 8:6-17.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that. And also earlier, thank you to Ms. Sister Shirley. Move over to the next speaker, Auntie Marie.
God made a promise to Noah. After leaving the ark, God was pleased with Noah, and he promised never again to destroy the earth with the flood. Then God placed a rainbow in the sky as a sign of that promise. The descendants of Noah and his son filled the whole earth with peoples again. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Marie. Our next speaker is Auntie Janet.
Except for Noah and his family, all the people of the world were going about the evil and wicked ways. The earth was filled with violence. Mankind had lost sight of God and the way he wanted them to live together in harmony. God rewarded Noah for righteousness, but he decided there was no choice but to destroy the wicked people of the earth. Simply, those of us who love God and obey his commandment would be rewarded with eternal life, but God would not let that life be corrupted by evil people. Those people who have shown themselves to be evil will be destroyed in hell. Jesus said his second coming will be very similar to the great flood, referring to himself as Son of Man, as he often did. Jesus said,
when the Son of Man returns soon, it would be like it was in Noah's days. In the old days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings to the time Noah entered into the boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen till the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it would be when the Son of Man comes. Two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taken, the other one left. So be prepared, because you don't know what day our Lord is coming. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Janet and Daddy, for your reading. And we'll move on down to the questions. And the first question I have, Auntie Betty.
Yes, question. Did the Great Flood really happen? Or is just a story with a lesson? There are many ancient stories of a flood that are remarkable, similar to the story of Noah and the ark as told in Genesis. The name and place are different, but the story is similar. There are different opinions, but many people believe all these stories are based on some event that actually did happen sometime in the distant past. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Next question we have, Auntie Dot.
Yes, what became of Noah's ark? The mountains of Iraq where the ark came to a rest, and in the region of eastern Turkey, southern Armenia, and western Iran at 16,946 feet. Mount Ararat is in eastern Turkey. It's the largest, it's the tallest of these. Some people think Noah's ark landed there. A number of employees had gone up his huge mountain looking for remains of the ark, but they did not find anything indefinite. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Dot. The next reader is Mother.
Yes. Why is everything in the Bible story of Noah repeated twice? Bible scholars believe the book of Genesis was made up of several different ancient visions of its story. The two main versions are the so-called
priestly
and power account. These two visions can be easily spotted in original Hebrew because of the different names used for God, different style of writing. These differences are lost when the story is translated into English. The two sources are very obvious in the story of Noah, where they are woven together and almost every detail is told twice. Sometimes there are differences between the two accounts, as in Genesis 19 and Genesis 7:2. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Okay, that completes our lesson on Noah's Ark. Turn it over to Loretta for the stick and shut in for you.
Okay, I lost my spot. Hold a second. Okay, if everyone will bow the head, let's give the Franklin family a moment of silence, please.
Amen.
Amen, and may God continue amen. To be with them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now everyone would bow their head for the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love you show us daily. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over Daddy Verna, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Angela Patton, I added myself to this, Loretta Simmons, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Janet Williams, Rochelle Bessler, Charles and Val, Angela Burns, Vicki Hussman, Ruth Edwards, Tally and family, the Moody family, the Rossiter family, Josh and Kim, Ms. Boyers and family, Eddie Tipman, Quentin, Rayco, Lenny and family, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Isaiah, the Norris family, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Sidaria, LaTonya, Cheryl, Valerie Crockett, Sister Shirley and family, Calvin, Jessica Smith, Terry, Jerry, and from anyone else that we are not aware of, and they stand in the need of a prayer, we plead the blood from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Let them hear your still voice to remind them that you are still in control. And that we thank you for the work that you are performing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, we'll move over to acknowledge our birthdays, March the 22nd through March the 29th.
Isaiah.
On what day?
23rd.
Okay.
And the white.
What day is that?
The what?
What day?
What day?
23rd, 24.
Okay. And I have a Michelle Grady or Grandy. Greenlee. On the 23rd. And I also have my daughter. You got someone else? I have my daughter, Nikisha, on the 29th. Do you have any more birthdays? Okay, we have Isaiah, Dwight, Michelle, and Nikisha. Okay, so we had Stacy, you sing the birthday song for us?
Yes.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Awesome. Great job. Thank you for that, Ms. Stacy.
You're welcome.
We're going to move over. Okay. We're going to move over to our next agenda, which is the roundtable. We're going to share what's on our heart. We have any praises or testimonies, or would you like to sing or say a poem? I would like to start with Mother.
Okay, well, I'm going to read Jose 10 through 6. And the cover is a show on righteousness. You are heading for destruction. Doom and despair will be yours because you are an ungodly people. See the wickedness are being sowed, and their harvest will produce only crops of evil. But you have not always been this way, as you have been made more prosperous without a kingdom. And you are here headed for destruction. This is the clear message of one read Jose 10. This cry is not simple a playback from the history of Jose. It is real today as ever. We have been blessed by the hand of the Creator, but we have built pagan altar for ourselves and turned from the worship of the true God. Our lives have become much like those of the people of Holy Time. Our hearts are deceitful, and the promise we have made to the Almighty have been broken. We have taken oath with no intention of keeping them. We have signed contracts we will never honor. The result of this disaster and despair in our city, our community, or our family, in our home, for failure asking themselves whether there be a bomb or a physical to lead them got lost. Yet God still offer hope. In verses 12, the writer diverges from the darkness of the narrator to offer opportunity for change. Sow for yourself righteousness. Reap the fruit of unfailing love. The opportunity for redemption and rescue is available if we seek the Lord. In Christ, there is hope, opportunity, healing, rescue. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hope can be yours if you are in Christ Jesus, who have become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30, though we may now stand in despair, He sees us from heaven, and He can forgive our sin and heal our land. So let us seek Him and sow righteousness. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mother. And I would like to Miss Kira, do you have anything to share this evening?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
I have three things to share tonight.
Okay.
Amen.
Pray for my uncle the way he has dimension. But I have two things. And now, how to become a Christian? Read the Bible and talk to God every day. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Kira. Okay. Auntie Dot, would you like to share?
Okay.
Sister Shirley?
Yes. From my daily devotions, one of the things I had to speak was God's promises are for you. When you read the Bible, you need to take God's word personally. His promises are for His people, and if you have given your life to Him as your Lord and Savior, that means you. Speak life into your dead area.
You will be amazed at what God's words in your mouth will do for you. If God has settled it for us, through you, I can do all things. Let me be more aware of your presence and power in my life today. I will proclaim your word. I decree and declare that my environment is prosperous, my family is blessed, and all my needs are supplied according to your riches and glory. Let joy, peace, prosperity, and success be as abundant in my life as the stars. Your blessings, Lord, make me rich, and everything I need to fulfill my destiny will be at my disposal when I need it. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Thank you for that, Sister Sherman. Okay, Stacy, would you like to share anything with us this evening?
Boaster, against the evil thing, this
past, undiscerning, and untrustworthy, evolving, and forgiving. A worshiper who knows the righteous is just the judgment of God. And those who like to practice such things are worthy of death. Not only to sing, but also approve those who practice them. Tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil. Romans 2:9-8. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Pop. How about you, Loretta?
Yes, I'm ready. First of all, I would like to say that, to let everybody know that I have shingles again in less than a year. But I need to remember God says to cast all your worries, your cares, and your concerns up to Him.
Amen.
So I need to practice what I preach.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. But I do have to give Him praise because I was diagnosed on Tuesday. And as of today, all the sores are drying up. They're not blotching out like sores. They're drying up and just disappearing. So I have to give God praise for this speedy.
Praise the Lord.
For this speedy recovery. I know the pain going to come later, but at least I don't have to go through all the sores and stuff. So I thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to share a poem.
Hallelujah.
And the title is, He is with me. Because my God is with me, He will wash away my tears. He will help me through my sorrows and conquer all of my fears. I look for a brighter tomorrow when my day is sad and blue. I know the sun will shine again when each day dawns anew. The faith that God has given to me makes me strong in every way. It carries me through the rough times and helps me through the day. I praise and glorify my God, the one who shelters me. He walks with me through my earthly life and through all eternity. Amen.
Amen.
One other thing I want to share, I actually found humor in my shingles. I told my sister that my right chest was jealous of my left chest, so they wanted to still be twins, so it's now happening on the right side.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Auntie Janet.
Okay, I would like to share from Joel, I declare. And for us, I declare that God is working all things together for our good. And that He has a master plan for our lives. There may be things that we don't understand right now, but we will not worry. We know that all the pieces aren't here yet. One day, it will all come together, and everything will make sense. We will start the amazing plan, taking us places that we never dreamed of. This is my declaration for all our staff members and warriors. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. Next, we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I want to try to sing.
Amen.
Amen.
God has.
If you got God.
Amen.
In your life, tell me what more do you need? If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley, the valley to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day. If you got God in your life, tell me one more do you need? I stepped in the water. The water was cold. It chilled my body, but not my soul. Now you got God in your life. Tell me what more do you need? Now I got God in my life. There is nothing else that I need. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty.
All right.
All right. I have to say that I had an interesting week this week. Got up. Well, I tried to get up Wednesday to get you guys scheduled out, and I couldn't get out of bed. I just kept fainting and falling back on the bed. So I just praise the Lord that I'm still here today.
Amen.
Amen.
And I will work on getting those schedules out this week. And so I have to say next week we'll do another open session.
Amen.
Amen.
You have your schedules in your hand, and we can talk about it for that week as well.
Amen.
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 And I will turn it over to Loretta for the responsive reading.
Okay, for the responsive reading is out of Matthew 6:9. Then this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Before I go into the closing prayer, does anyone have anything else to share?
Great Thanks. Program tonight. Thank you, Havana and Stacy and Kayla and Kira.
Yes.
Amen.
Auntie Betty for the song.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Great program tonight. Great program.
And I need to share wood, too.
Yes, sir.
Are we ready?
Yes.
I like to say, I thank God for both of my extended daughters feeling good. Because the one that when we all, I told her she, speaking now, I got to come up there with some switches so she getting good, so I might come up there. One that just matters. She getting better because she knows she had to come back down to the doctor. You had to come. So I just thank God for they all doing pretty good.
Thank God. We both were sick on the same day. We both were sick the same day.
Wow.
But God is good. He's good all the time. Amen.
Okay. Well, thank you all.
Okay, so next week is an open session, right?
Amen.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's go along with the closing prayer. If you please bow your heads. A heart that honors others. God's word teaches us to honor one another. We are to honor those who oversee us and those whom we oversee, as Jesus did. Honoring lies at the heart of love. When we fail to show honor, we reveal our lack of love. Father, increase our love for you and for those whom you have made. Show us how to demonstrate honor, especially for those in leadership. Father, thank you for being big enough to handle our ugliest feelings and deepest needs. Draw us into your comfort and deliver us from your truth. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Everyone have a blessed week.
Amen.
Full suit of armor.
Amen.
Wear your full suit of armor.
All right.
Good night. Have a blessed week. Love you all.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.